Pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，2000年前你成为肉身来到世界，与我们同在。
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank thee 2000 years thou come to this world, to be in flesh.
你要把你的国度从天上带到这个地上来。
Thou brought the kingdom to this earth.
你要将你国度里面的平安喜乐充满在我们心中。
Thou also place the joys and the peace of that kingdom in our hearts.
让每一个人享受丰盛的恩典。
So everyone of us can receive and enjoy the abundant blessings.
我们感谢你。
Lord, once again we thank thee.
虽然我们前面的道路我们不知道发生什么事情。
We do not know what is going to happen in front of us.
但是我们知道你应许与我们同在。
But we know that thou will be with us forever.
你要伴随我们走过人生的道路。
Thou will accompany us to the end of our life.
愿主耶稣你打开我们的心门。
May the Lord open our hearts.
让我们能够迎接你做救主。
So we can receive thee as our savior.
让我们的生命能够紧紧跟你连接在一起。
So our life can be closely connected to thee.
愿主施恩祝福我们晚上的布道会。
May the Lord bless this evening's evangelical service.
让每一个人得到你的恩典。
So everyone can receive thy blessing.
主愿你的名得到荣耀。
May thy name be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们请传道来布道之前，我们要先请圣和西的唱诗班来这些献诗。
Before I call upon Pastor Tan to testify, I would like also to call upon the choir of St. Jose Church to present.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify for the truth.
首先欢迎我们在座的亲朋好友及弟兄姐妹的参加。
First of all, I would welcome all our friends, our relatives, brothers and sisters to attend this evening service.
我们也非常谢谢教会的诗班献美好的诗歌。
I would like to thank the beautiful presentation of our choir.
今天晚上跟大家谈主赏赐平安。
The topic I want to share with you is God give us peace.
我们发现在日常的生活里面，
We discuss in our daily life,
我们会背负着许多的问题和烦恼。
We have a lot of problems and a lot of worries.
一旦一天不解决，我们就觉得心灵或肉体生活不平安。
If we don't try to resolve in the day, then we will not have peace in our mind.
今天在世界任何角落里面，
In almost every corner on this earth,
很多人都在追求一个平安的一种生活。
Many people try to pursue for a peaceful life.
所以用人自己的方法要来制造这种生活。
Man use his own way try to create a peaceful life.
如果家庭的成员里面有一些不配合，
However, if some of the household members refuse to cooperate,
我们就觉得家庭里面没有温暖。
Then we feel no warmness in the family.
甚至没有一种爱的生命。
And there's even no love in
that life. 那这种家庭就容易陷在不平安的生活。
And this kind of family will fall into the trap of, will have no peace.
有时候我们住进一个新的房子。
Sometimes we move into a new house.
会感觉很喜乐，很平安。
We're very joyous and feeling very peaceful.
但是一段时间以后呢？
However, after a period of time,
这种感觉就不见了。
And this kind of feeling, was gone.
有时候我们会使用一部新的车。
Perhaps we try to buy a new car, try to operate a new vehicle.
刚买的时候是非常的谨慎，而且觉得很快乐，跟朋友分享。
You'll be very careful when driving the car, and you are very joyous, try to share this car to your friends.
睡觉的时候还要看看它在房子旁边有没有很安全啊。
I mean, before you go to sleep, you take a look of the car, whether it's still safely packed.
但是经过一段时间，
However, after a period of time,
我们那种感觉也就不见了。
And we don't have that kind of feeling anymore.
所以用人的方法要想制造一个平安的生活，它是非常短暂。
So it's very impossible to use a human way to create a peaceful environment, and it is so temporary.
我们要跟大家介绍。
But I would like to introduce to you
里面的平安
is the peace in the Lord.
这种平安很特别。
This kind of peace is very special.
当你呼求主的时候，
When you try to call upon the Lord,
神就显明他的慈爱恩典同在，
and he will manifest his peace and joy with you.
所以你每一次想到这个恩典，
so every time when you think about this grace,
你每一次就会生发出在主里面的一种力量和平安的感受，
and you will generate this kind of power, especially in the love of God.
哪怕是经过几十年的时间，
even though this has been passed passing over several decades.
你只要想到那一次神的恩典，你的内心就激起在主里面的那种平安的见证。
So anytime when you think about and power over the peace of the Lord, and you will have that kind of a power.
会让人生发出一种希望和力量的。
And it will generate the hope and that power.
我们就从圣经里面来看。
Let's refer to the biblical verses.
圣经里头它也非常注重这个平安的信息。
Bibles emphasize on the message of peace.
这个平安的信息。
So this kind of this peace,
首先是发生在旷野中的西乃之约的内容里面。
It appears in the wilderness of the covenant of Sinai.
我们请看利未记的二十六章。
Let's refer to Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
二十六章的第六节。
Verse 6.Leviticus chapter 26 verse 6 I will give peace in the land and you shall lie down and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts and the sword will not go through your land.
在这里我们首先看到这位真神应许把平安放在地上的他的百姓。
And we will notice in this verse, God promised to give peace in the land.
这里甚至讲明了要让我们的生活四境平安。
And we will have a peace, we will have peace all over the time.
让恶兽刀剑征战的生活不会经过我们的家。
And I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land.
哎，这是神亲自应许的哦。
This is the promise of God.
不但是这样
，Not only so.
神也要他的百姓献祭，其中有五祭。
God also wants His people to sacrifice, and among which, that's one sacrifice.
五祭，
five sacrifices.
其中一个祭叫做平安祭。
And that is sacrifice of peace, offering of peace.
记载在利未记的第三章。
It's recorded in Leviticus chapter 3.
那个称作馨香之祭。
It's the sacrifice of fragrance, aroma.
神所要的祭哦。
And this is a sacrifice required by the Lord.
神不但要把平安立在他的百姓中间。
Not only God will place peace among his people.
而且也要用实际的动作把这个感受神平安的献祭献在神的面前。
And he also wants us to put into the action and burn the offering.
后来以色列百姓在旷野的行走当中。
So later on, whilst in the wilderness, the people of Israel.
后来照着神的应许进入了这个迦南地。
In accordance with the promise of the Lord, they entered the land of Canaan.
那是神给他们的一块地。
And this is the land given by the Lord.
那神在透过先知以赛亚也这样说。
And through prophet Isaiah, God said,
神必坚定以百姓所立的平安之约。
And the Lord will affirm with the people the covenant of peace.
那由于百姓啊没有专一来敬拜神。
Since the people did not worship God faithfully.
拜那些外邦神的偶像。
And they worship the Gentile idols.
没有照神的道理的吩咐来过一个神百姓的生活。
They didn't follow accordingly and living God's will.
所以神就决定要兴起敌人巴比伦国来歼灭他们。
And God determined to raise the enemies, the kingdom of Babylon to destroy the kingdom of Israel.
这个时候神借着先知耶利米又在述说有关这一方面的信息。
And through Jeremy, once again, God delivered his message.
我们请看耶利米书的二十九章。
Let's refer to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的二十九章。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29.
请看十节十一节。
Let's read verse 10 and 11. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 10 and 11.Verse 10, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work toward you and cause you to return to this place. 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope.
在这里神透过先知预言百姓被掳满70年之后还要回到这一块神应许的迦南地。
In this passage, God promised that after 70 years, they will return to the promised land again.
因为百姓的不顺服。
Since the people refused to submit to the Lord.
没有单单敬拜这位真神。
They didn't solely worship God.
所以神用这样的事来刑罚他们，提醒他们。
And so God used this way to punish Israelites and to remind them also.
那十一节先知耶利米就强调神的心意。
So in verse 11, Prophet Jeremiah tried to emphasize what God has said.
那神其实他怀的心意是要赐平安给他百姓哦。
So the mind of the Lord is to give peace, the will of the Lord is to give peace to his people.
他并不是要降灾祸给他的百姓哦。
God actually didn't want to punish his people.
乃是因为百姓先得罪神，不照神的话来生活。
It was because people offended God, had sinned against God, therefore God punished them.
虽然经过这样的提醒，但是最终神要拯救他们，复兴他们，赐给他们平安。
God tried to remind them, and yet finally God wanted to revive them and to give them peace.
真的，这个事件来临的时候
，So when this event did occur,
百姓被掳到巴比伦国这个地方
，And the people were in captivity and were brought to the land of Babylon.
神在那边又兴起一位先知叫以西结
，And God also raised another prophet called Ezekiel.
然后透过先知以西结这样宣告
，And through him God declared，
说神必用平安之约作为永远的约
，And God will use the covenant of peace to be the eternal covenant。
所以我们在旧约圣经里面很清楚的看到
，So in the books of the Old Testament we can clearly notice that
神在宣告平安之约是对他的以色列百姓而言呢。
So when God proclaimed the covenant of peace, he was speaking to his people.
百姓一直犯罪，得罪神，离开神。
So people kept on sin against the Lord and astray from his eyes.
但是这位神是信实的。
God is trustworthy.
他并没有将他的应许的话给忘记。
And he didn't forget his promises.
虽然百姓在受苦难。
Even people were in suffering.
但是他应许要实现这个平安之约是一次比一次更加坚定的。
And God kept on reaffirming his promises.
那到底是谁把这个平安之约定带到这个世人中间？
And who brought this promise to the people?
我们来看这个约翰福音的十四章。
Let's refer to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14,
请看二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
在这里，主耶稣知道要离开世间的时间快到了。
Jesus knew that he was about to depart from the world.
他特别应许交代了几件事。
He promised and began to tell the people several things.
比如说要应许赏赐圣灵的事。
He promised to give the Holy Spirit.
那在这里又说我要留下平安给你们。
In 27, as we just read, please.A peace I leave with you.
耶稣亲自就讲，我要赏赐给你们的平安，跟世人所给的是不一样的。
Jesus said that his peace is very different from the world.
让得到的人啊，心里不忧愁，不胆怯。
And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
所以在十六章的三十三节，主耶稣又这样说。
So also in chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said,
你们在世上有苦难。
And you have a tribulation on earth.
在我里面有真平安。
But you may have peace in me. You have true peace in me.
你们可以放心，主耶稣已经胜了这世界。
And be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world.
所以施洗约翰的父亲啊，他就做见证时候这样讲了。
So the father of John the Baptist testified.
我们来看一下路加福音的第一章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 1.
七十八节七十九节
Verse 78-79 Luke chapter 1 verse 78 Through the tender mercy of God with which they spring from one high has visited us 79 To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace
在这里施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满就说了这样的预言
In here the father of John Baptist Zechariah was moved by the Holy Spirit and he prophesied
他在歌颂这个主的救恩的工作
He praised the work of God the work of salvation God's work of salvation
那七十八节这里就谈到说这个神他怜悯的心肠如同高天的晨光要照亮 世上的人呢。
And he described the tender mercy of the God with which the day spring from one high has visited us.
79节这里说。
Verse 79.
这个大光要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人哦。
To give light to those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death.
然后要把世人的脚引到平安的道路上面。
And also to guide their feet into the way of peace.
所以从这里很清楚的可以让我们得到这样的见证。
So in here we can clearly have this testimony.
耶稣来不单单是要拯救世上的人。
The purpose of Jesus coming to this world not to just save life.
他甚至要把世人引导到平安的道路上面。
Moreover, he willguide the believers into the way of peace.
我们有很多的朋友和同胞就住在黑暗中死荫。
Where a lot of friends or relatives are still living in the shadow of darkness.
或许过去我们还没有信主也有这种感受啊。
Maybe we have the same experiences prior to our conversion.
比如说你生病了。
For instance, when you were sick.
医生没办法解决。
And the doctor could not heal you.
你的感受就如同住在黑暗中死荫里。
Your feeling is just like you are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death.
你生活困难了。
And when you have difficulties in your life,
没有办法解决生活的问题。
And no way you can try to
你活着的一天就好像没有希望一样。
So every day you live, you are hopeless.
那跟住在黑暗中死荫里有什么差别？
What's the difference than living in the shadow of death?
如果很不幸，我们染上了坏习惯。
Unfortunately, if you have some bad habits,
你一天不改正这个坏习惯。
If you do not get rid of this bad habit,
你就是成为坏习惯的奴隶啊。
And you become the slave of this bad habit.
甚至你离不开一个犯罪的生活。
You will live living the life of committing sin.
你就一直活在黑暗中啊。
And all the time you live in the shadow of darkness.
这个时候的我们啊。
And when we were in that kind of situation.
有力量建立一个平安的生活吗？
Could you build up and live in a peaceful life?
靠自己没办法。
And if you rely on your own will, you cannot do so. So in this passage, it tells us.
这位主他亲自要来赏赐平安。
So this Lord will come to give us peace.
将旧约所应许的平安之约借着耶稣基督带到我们世间来。
And then all the covenants of the peace in the Old Testament will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
如果我们愿意。
So if it is our will.
我们愿意追随这位是平安的主。
And we want to follow this God of salvation.
我们就有可能有机会走到这个主赏赐的平安的道路上。
Then we will have opportunity to be in the way of peace.
圣经很清楚地把这条路线告诉了我们。
And Bible clearly indicate to us this path.
当我们感受到在主里面的平安的见证的时候。
When we sense to this and feel about this testimony of peace.
你一辈子不会忘记的。
And during the rest of your life, you will never forget.
你只要想起。
Whenever you think about it,
你那种感恩的心，那种喜乐的心就会生发出来。
And you will have a heart of thanksgiving and also very joyous.
接下来我们要谈的。
The next thing I will talk about.
要怎么样才能够得着在主里面真正的平安呢？
And how can we receive this true peace in the Lord?
既然有这样的平安的信息在圣经里面告诉我们。
Since this message of peace is quoted in the Bible.
重点就是我们来到他面前要怎么样得着这份平安。
And the point is, how can we receive this peace?
我们就根据圣经来跟大家做这方面的
分享。And we'll study from the Bible.
请看耶伯记二十二章。
Let's refer to the book of Job.
耶伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十二章的二十一节。
Verse 21. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Verse 21. Now acquit yourself with him and be at peace, thereby good will come to you.
在这里告诉我们第一个方法。
So this is the first method, first way.
你要认识神。
You have to know God.
就得平安。
And then you will have peace.
福气也必临到你。
And all the blessings, all the goodwill will come to you.
而这个动作看起来很简单。
This seems to be a very simple action.
你要认识神。
And acquaint yourself with the Lord.
就像现在我们有这个机会要来聆听主的信息。
It's just like now we have this opportunity to listen to the message of God.
能够来到神的会堂里面。
We can come to this chapel.
其实这是一个认识神的动作。
This is the way to know God.
也是在平安福气的一个生活里面的开始。
This is a beginning to enjoy the peaceful life.
在原文的意思，这个字它另外还有一个意思。
It has another meaning.
就是认识也是知道的意思。
To acquaint means also to know, to learn about.
不过根据以色列百姓选民的历史来看，
If we refer to the history of the Israelites,
这里讲的认识神的动作不是一般的这种知道。
So the action of acquaintance is not just simply to know in theory.
记得小弟来过一两次。
I came to the Bay Area several times before.
有一些弟兄姐妹认识。
And I know some brothers and sisters.
在梁传道带小弟做访问的时候。
When Pastor Liang was bringing me to visit some families.
也碰到那个家里人在台湾，然后我访问过。
And I also met some of our members whom I know their family members in Taiwan.
所以谈一谈就觉得哎呀有多一层的认识，感觉很好。
And then I feel even better since I know their family.
但是这里讲的认识神是要深入，而且是要专心的去追求体验的那种啊。
And here the Bible uses the word acquaint means they have to deeply to study and to know and to learn about God.
当我们能够做到这个动作的时候，平安福气就临到我们身上。
So if we can take this action, then the peace will come to us.
我们来看一下何西阿书。
Let's refer to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书，请看第五章的第四节。
Let's refer to the book of Hosea. 第五章 ，Chapter 5, verse 4.
第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
他们
好，没关系。Chapter 5, verse 4. They do not direct the deeds to a turning to the God, for the spirit hereditary is in the midst and do not know the Lord.
在这里说，为什么后来百姓被神刑罚呢？
And this tells the reason why the people were punished by the Lord later on.
先知何西阿就把这样的原因给说明出来了。
And prophet Hosea tried to point out the reason.
所以以色列百姓所行的，让他们不能归向神了。
And they do not direct this towards turning to the God.
原因是他们的内心有淫乱的心了。
Because they have a heart of adultery.
所以他们所做的行为动作是不认识神的动作。
And they do not know the Lord.
我们今天有很多人为了追求享受富裕，所做的动作是不认识神的动作。
A lot of people try to pursue for the wealth, for his personal enjoyment, and what their actions make them astray from the Lord.
因为他内心充满了许多的人的想法、情欲。
Because the heart is full of lust.
就像这里记载，以色列百姓为什么会受刑罚
？And we just study why the Israelites were punished by the Lord.
他们心中有淫乱的心。
And they're full of heart. They're full of adultery and fornication.
我们如果看旧约圣经和新约圣经的时候，
If we study both the Old Testament and the New Testament,
人类站在宗教信仰面前呢、有两个大的罪状。
Men have two major sins.
第一个就是宗教信仰上的淫乱。
And first of all is religiously adultery and fornication.
也就是说没有拜到真神。
Which means that they did not worship the true God.
没有敬拜到圣经启示的那一位又真又活的神。
They did not worship the living God who also revealed to them.
所以你再有虔诚，你还是拜错了。
Even no matter how sincere you are, you still worship the false God.
所有的宗教行为动作就是一种淫乱的崇拜。
So this is considered as a fornication and a adultery.
第二种罪状。
The second sin is,
就是人行为道德的淫乱。
And the corruption of morality.
现在有很多人的想法就很随便了。
Men have a very, very different thought nowadays.
只要快乐就好，乱做的对不对无所谓。
As long as they enjoy their life, they do not care what they have done is right or wrong.
甚至站在道德伦理上的生活，没有一个良心的标准。
So morally they are so corrupted and always do against the conscience.
以色列百姓也是犯了这两个大的罪状。
And Israel also committed these two major sins.
所以他们所做的所有行为动作是不认识神的动作。
So the Bible says that what they have done, resulting they do not know the Lord.
所以怎么会有平安福气的生活临到他们呢？
Then how can they have peace received from the Lord?
所以耶伯记二十二章的二十一节讲的没错。
Therefore Job chapter 22 verse 21 says very clearly.
认识神就得平安福气。
Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace.
的确是这样的。
It is indeed so.
你肉身得到平安福气。
And physically and you will receive peace.
因着信神认识他相信他成为他儿女得到平安福气。
And through believing Jesus and become his children, you will receive peace.
耶稣更是做见证，把这个动作讲得更清楚了。
And Jesus testified to us and tried to explain even clearer.
我们请看约翰福音的十七章。
Let's refer to John chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
十七章的第三节。
John chapter 17, verse 3. Verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
十七章的第三节啊。
Yeah.
约翰的福音十七章第
三节。John chapter 17.
对。
Yeah. And this is eternal life.
这里耶稣这样说。
And Jesus said,
认识你独一的真神就是耶稣基督，这就是永生了。
And that they may know you, the only true God, Jesus, whom you have sent, and this is eternal life.
所以这里讲的认识神，独一真神，耶稣基督，这个不是普通的认识啊。
And you do not just simply know God.
而是要让你的心里，你的生命进入到这位永恒的主里面。
And you should actually enter into the eternal God.
所以旧约说认识神，你肉身生活就得到平安福气哦。
In the Old Testament says that if you know God, believe in Him physically, you will receive blessing.
那你站在主里面，一直投入专心的认识他、敬拜他，最后你会得到永生的。
So if you focus in believing Jesus,worshipping him, and at the end, you will have eternal life.
这是你我要努力做的认识神的动作。
This is what we should pursue for, and this is the hard work. This is the work that we should do.
我们才可能在主里面得到真正的平安。
Then in Christ, we will have the true peace and the real peace.
我们来看诗篇的119篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 119.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
请看165节
Verse 165
165节
Psalm 119 verse 165 Great peace have those who love your law and nothing causes them to stumble.
在这里啊，告诉我们第二个方法，要怎么样在主里面得着真正的平安。
So this is the second method telling us how can we receive peace in the Lord.
这里说喜爱明白神的话的人有大平安。
And great peace have those who love the law.
今天我们要认识这位神。
In order for us to know God.
他是生命的源头。
And he is the source of life.
他是赐平安的主。
And he is the Lord that gives us peace.
我们就要透过学习明白神的话，你才能够得到大平安呢。
And through learning the word of God, then we will have great peace.
我们人都有自己的原则和说法观念。
Every man has his own principle and thought.
你的方法不一定适合我这个人的方法。
Your method may not fit me.
所以我们很多人居住在这世界啊，就必须要透过一个团体、一个会议或种种的什么事来取得共识。
So we normally we gain a conscience from through an organization of some kind of a meeting that we get a consensus.
那每一个人的观念背景成长这个专业又不同嘛。
Everyone has a different professional, different background, and different education.
但是我们在这里看见。
But we notice in this verse.
当我们喜爱明白神的话的时候。
When we know, when we learn and love the law,
我们就会具备一种能力，就是分别是非善恶的能力。
Then we will have the power to distinguish good and evil.
什么是对，什么是错，你有能力分辨。
And you have the power to distinguish good and evil, right or wrong.
你才不会为自己留下遗憾或后悔的做法。
Then you have no regret.
甚至是一个后悔的人生。
And you will have a regretful life.
借着神的话，我们懂得怎么做神喜欢，才有福气平安。
And through learning the word of God, we know what to do and how to do. Then we will have peace.
所以神的话就会成为我们路上的光，脚前的灯。
And the word of Lord will become the light of path and also the light of our feet.
神圣经的话就成为我们人生光的见证引导。
So the biblical verses will become our guidance.
所以一般信主的基督徒。
The other Christian believers,
他遇到任何事就照圣经神的话向神求，而且活在神的话语里面。
When they encounter difficulties, they pray to the Lord and ask for His guidance. Then they truly live in Christ.
那这样的基督徒啊，他就比较少做错事。
So this kind of Christian will seldom make mistakes.
哎，当然就会更加越来越平安。
Of course, they will enjoy peace.
而且神的话带有应许的福气在里面。
Especially the word of God is full of promises.
不但让我们有大平安
，Not only will have great peace,
也会成就神的应许，让我们得到很多很多的 恩惠和帮助。
And his, all his graces and helps will be fulfilled.
所以学习明白神的话是一个很好的平安福气。
So learning the word of God is another source to receive great peace.
我们再来看第三个方法。
Let's study a third method.
要怎么样做才能够得着在耶稣基督里面的真平安。
How are we going to do in order to receive the true peace in the Lord?
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第六节
Romans chapter 8 verse 6 for to be carnally minded is death but to be spiritually minded is life and peace
在这里使徒保罗做这样的见证
The apostle Paul testified
他把我们世人的生活分别了有两种
He tried to classify the human life
第一种是属世界的生活是以情欲肉体为主的。
The first type of life is secular, to be carnally minded.
但是它的结局是死。
But the end is death.
随着肉体的生命结束，它这些也跟着结束。
And towards the end of the life, physical life, everything is gone.
那第二种生活，也就是基督徒的生活。
The second life is a Christian life.
是属神的生活。
It's godly.
是属圣灵的生活。
It's the life of Holy Spirit.
那这里说。体贴圣灵的乃使人生命平安。
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
所以我们如果有神的灵同在
So if we have the Spirit of God abides in us,
我们的生活会平安呢。
Then our life will be full of peace.
而且有圣灵内住在我们心里面。
So when the Holy Spirit, fill in us,
让我们人生的生命道路也得到这种平安的见证。
So our life is full of peace and can be testified.
所以我们需要祈求主的圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
So therefore we should pray for the outpour of the Holy Spirit.
我们有任何的事情可以在他的面前借着圣灵来祷告祈求他的。
So if we have anything on mind, we can pray in front of him.
在灵里面必会得到神的垂听。
Spiritually, our request will be listened.
我们人真的有太多的事没有办法解决。
A man have a lot of problems cannot be resolved.
有一个姐妹这样做见证。
Once a sister testified.
他要从台湾坐飞机，然后到外岛去看孩子在当兵服役。
When she was flying from the Taiwan island to another to an outer island to visit her son in military service.
他已经决定要坐哪一天哪一班的飞机。
She determined to take the flight on certain date.
那他每天祷告。
So she pray every day.
她常常祷告主啊，求你让我的儿子在军中啊平安啊。
She always pray to the Lord that her son will live peacefully in the military.
有一些人的小孩在军中当兵不平安，甚至发生意外死啊，或者是造成很重的这种身体的伤害。
Some of the military soldiers, during their service, they encounter injury, even death.
那他同样也祷告神啊。
So she did the same thing.
也让我坐飞机平安的去看到孩子，一起祷告平安的回来啊。
So she could peacefully and safely flying to the island to meet her son and pray with him together. Then I will return safely.
到了。那一天早上准备出发到机场搭飞机的时候
，So during that day when she arrived at the airport and about to catch the plane，
神就让他有事情啊，突然就那个班机搭不上
，And so God make her to miss that plane，
而这件事啊又不能不去做
，And she has to do this thing，
所以他把班机的时间延后几个小时
，So she postponed the flight，
后来他就去到机场。
And so finally she came to the airport.
到那边就看到整个飞机场都不能动。
She noticed that the airport was closed.
因为要往那个地方的飞机失事了。
And since that was a plane crash.
他一看啊，那一架飞机就是原来他要搭的那一架飞机。
That was the flight originally she reserved for.
结果到台湾的外岛要降下的时候，天雾不清楚啊，所以飞机整个失事，所有的客人全部罹难。
Since that plane encountered fogs and could not and the pilot couldn't see clearly, so it crashed.
哇，这个孩子在军中听到那一架飞机失事是妈妈坐的班机耶。
So when the son learned about his mother was on that flight.
所以他也冲到机场啊。
And it crashed. So he dashed to the airport.
一面哭一面祷告主啊，
我的妈妈不能死啊，主啊，求你看顾啊。
And she cried with tears and prayed to the Lord that please spare the life of my mother.
她妈妈没有打给她电话，说我慢了，时间飞过去。
The mother didn't call her that, didn't call him that, the schedule was changed.
哇，很多的家属听到，难过的要死哎。
Many of the house, many of the
survivors' families. 如果我们人能够预知一秒后会发生什么事
，So if we knew what's going to happen in the next second.
哦，我们就不错了，我们每次都平安的。
We will never make mistakes. We will always have peace.
我们常常一秒钟以后的事我们不知道了。
We didn't even know what's going to happen in the next second.
哇，有的人啊，这个刚刚选上这个国会议员呢、啊，
哦，
很高兴啊。
And when someone was when a person was elected as a congressman or as the member of parliament,
结果第一天一上班，坐在自己国会办公室，大笑几声，就这样坐在那里死了。
And so when he came out to the parliamentary seat and started to laugh, and he dropped dead.
如果早知道一秒以后会死，我就不要选国会议员了。
So if I knew that I'm going to die, I would not to be elected as a legislator.
也不要这样子一直拼啊，弄得。这个很麻烦才当选嘛。
And why did I have to work so hard in order to be elected? Then I lost my life.
谁知道当选坐在那个国会殿堂的办公室的椅子，哈哈哈，就这样死了。
So who knows that when this person is elected as a legislator, on his first day to report work, he was sitting on the chair in his office and laughed several times and he dropped dead.
这个在台湾真的发生了，因为这个人我认识。
This thing did occur in Taiwan. I happen to know this person.
曾经也找过我们的时候我们知道。
He came to us, so I know who this guy was.
谁知道一秒钟会这样呢？
And how a person can predict what's going to happen.
所以我们人真的很脆弱哎。
So man is so fragile.
但是我们看到那个姐妹，她凡事祷告。
When we look at that sister, she pray for
everything. 为她的孩子祷告平安。
She pray for the safety of children.
为她的行程祷告平安。
She even pray for her journey.
时候还没到，所以神提醒她，而且也让他避开这些这个凶恶患难。
So prior to the occurrence of this incident, God moved her so she could escape from this disaster.
所以信耶稣真的好哎。
So it's so good to believe in Jesus.
你认识他就得着平安福气。
If you know him, then you will have peace.
你喜爱明白他的话，查考哎，也是会得大平安的。
And the love of his word will also make you to gain peace.
接着圣灵中的祷告，神更加会保护人的生命平安的。
And the prayer in the spirit, the Lord will protect you, even will spare your life.
这个一个小小的事迹，但是显明了有神同在的一个见证和平安。
So this is a small incident, yet the abundance of the Lord will result peace.
那有一个太太。
That's a lady.
他也感受到这一方面的生命平安。
She also have similar experiences.
原因是因为信到这位真神耶稣基督。
Especially when she believe in Jesus.
然后渐渐地进入到耶稣基督里面的真平安。
And gradually she's in the true peace of Jesus.
他的先生是一个大公司的高级主管。
Her husband is a manager in a big company.
所以家里非常有钱。
And the family was very wealthy.
可以买到很贵很贵的漂亮的别墅。
They have a very beautiful house. They have a very luxurious mansion.
然后太太可以不用上班。
So the wife didn't have to work.
所以他们非常的这个感受到那种幸福美满的家庭生活。
And they truly enjoy the life.
认为世界没有再比这个更好的生活了。
So if they feel that there's nothing better than the life on this earth.
他每天早上做的就是弄个早餐给先生吃上班，然后再给孩子准备一下，然后上学。
So every morning, she prepared breakfast for her husband and tried also to prepare her children for the school.
她就开始早安晨跑，去跑步运动。
And then she had a morning jogging.
然后下午就等待先生孩子这个回来。
Then in the afternoon, she was waiting for her husband and children to return home.
哇，真的是相当不错的一个家庭生活。
And this is a very good and easy life.
但是人有不测的风云呢。
But you know, but still, man has unpredicted if disaster.
有一天先生就提啊，我们希望再有第二个小孩啊。
So one day, the husband mentioned about to have a second child.
可是这个小孩一直没有办法来啊。
But they couldn't have a child, another child.
有一天呢，她觉得身体不舒服。
So one day she felt very uncomfortable.
就叫先生带她一起去医院检查。
She told her husband to bring her to the hospital for a checkup.
一检查，医生说：“哇，糟糕，糟糕。
”And the doctor said,
平常看起来很健康哎。
It seems that you were very healthy.
医生说：“糟糕，糟糕。
”And the doctor said, this is miserable.It's terrible.
Very bad. Bad.
Yeah, okay. It's very bad.
那一个医生就这样宣布。
And the doctor announced.
你已经癌症末期
了。You are suffering from the terminal.
你的人生很短。
Cancer. And you have a very short life.
你的子宫又是变成干干瘪瘪的。
Your
肚子的子宫啊
，Yeah, your embryo and or your womb has dried up.
哇，干干瘪瘪啊，那个奇怪，早安晨跑生活很有规律的也会这样嘞。
She has a very regular life and even have regular exercises. How come she had cancer?
哇，那个先生说啊，我怎么样载太太回家，回到家里面不知道怎么开的嘞。
The husband feel very very sad, didn't even know how to drive back home.
他们非常的恩爱。
And since the husband and wife are so attached to each other.
但是遇到这种问题，太太快死了，怎么恩爱下去？爱不下去的。
When they encounter this situation, how can they continue to live happily?
没有人愿意这样啊。
Nobody want this.
在最美满幸福的时候遇到这样的事情了。
Since they have such a beautiful life and yet they encounter
this miserable situation. 除非你做丈夫的希望太太赶快是找一个新的，不然你就一定很难过。
Unless a husband wishes his wife to die faster so he could marry another one, but that's not the case.
没有人会这样啊。
Nobody will have this kind of thought.
哇，难过哎。
So the husband was very upset.
从此这个家里就没有喜乐平安。
So this family has no more peace.
不知道怎么过。
They didn't know how to live.
就在这样的日子里面。
So in this kind of life.
这个太太好几次要自杀。
And several times, the wife either attempt to suicide.
很可怜哎。
So pitiful.
她不再像一样这么开朗了。
She's no longer a happy person.
也没有早安晨跑了。
And she didn't have any. She have no more.
先生要自己做饭了，自己送孩子。
And the husband has to prepare the meal himself.
整个太太的精神生活全部都变了。
And the wife even changed her lifestyle.
或许我们只是比较幸运，我们没有生这样的病或灾难。
Perhaps we are so fortunate that we did not suffer.
但是以后的人生我们不知道。
We do not know what's going to happen in the future.
真的很可怜。
It's so pitiful.
有一次，她准备要去自杀。
Once when she was about to commit suicide.
结果遇到我们一个教会的信徒。
She met one of our members.
我们信徒看她很可怜。
When our member noticed that she's so pitiful.
这位太太啊，你这么可怜啊。
And this lady, you are so pitiful.
你要去哪里啊？
And where are you going?
她没有笑容回答说我要去自杀。
And she, in reply, she said without smile,
很少人这样讲嘛。
Very people will tell you that he want to die.
她真的这样说。
She did say so.
这个信徒就告诉她，你要自杀以前先来我们教会好了。
So this member told her that before you commit suicide, 我带你
找一位医生。
I bring you to see a doctor.
她说还有什么医生可以医呢？
And she said, which doctor can heal me?
医生宣判不行了。
Even my doctor that declared,
找那个庙里面的法师也不行了。
Declared that I have no hope.
花了钱。
Even tried to the temple, it's no hope.
法师拿很多钱，结果跟他说没有办法，但是钱也没有退回给他。
Even the master of the temple took a lot of money, and there was no cure.
但是他还是迷迷糊糊的跟我们信徒到教会找医生。
And well, anyway, she followed our member to the church looking for the doctor.
他说我介绍一个大医生给你认识。
So our member said that I'm going to introduce you to a big doctor.
这个太太说要多少钱呢？
And this lady said how much money?
钱不是问题了。
And she said money is not concern.
我们这个信徒说不用钱。
So our member said that.
你只要带一颗诚实的心灵。
It costs you nothing as long as your
heart is sincere. 这位神就会垂听你，看顾你。
And this doctor will listen to our prayer.
那个用心，那个认真，要到神面前来啊。
And you just have to come to the Lord sincerely, faithfully.
哇，这个教会有早祷会啊。
So the church has morning prayer.
她跟着来就是参加早祷会。
So she came to attend the morning prayer.
哎，她在祷告的时候感觉也不错。
So in the prayer, she felt so comfortable.
教会里面的人告诉她，第一句话你要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so the member church told that the first sentence you have to say is Jesus Christ.
这个讲一次就好了。
You just say it once.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you will continuously say Hallelujah.
哈利路亚是希伯来话赞美主的意思。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew word meaning praise the Lord.
哇，她真的这样祷告哎。
And she prayed in such manner.
她祷告得很专心。
And she so concentrated.
所以她变得开始快乐起来了。
And she became joyous.
哎，这个帮先生做饭，给孩子做饭。
And she started to prepare meal for the husband and the child.
完了以后，她就到教会参加早祷会。
And then she came to the church to attend the morning prayer.
有一次她得到了这个从上头神浇灌下来的宝贵的圣灵。
So once in her prayer, she received the Holy Spirit from above.
高兴得不得了哎。
She was so joyous.
真的有神哎。
And that is God.
那种感受非常喜乐的。
And she feels so joyous.
就我认识了神以后，随时怎么样都没有关系的。
Since she knows God and she could care less of anything.
不用害怕
she has no,
感受到心灵的平安
and she could truly sense the peace of mind.
她后来就带着那个先生孩子也一起来参加
and later on she brought her husband and the children to come
参加早祷参加晚间聚会参加安息日聚会
they came to attend the morning prayer the evening services and also the Sabbath services
心里想啊
So her husband had a thought.
反正太太快死了，她要我做什么就一起做什么。
Since my wife is dying, so I just do whatever she told me.
陪她走过这最后一段也没有关系的。
And this is the last journey. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
后来感谢主，他们接受了洗礼。
So thank the Lord, they all baptized finally.
在我们真主教会里面接受赦罪的洗礼。
And they received the baptism of redemption.
哇，全家受洗了。
The entire family were baptized.
但是现实的问题啊，那个癌症末期，这个子宫干干瘪瘪，还是要去给医生看一下。
Still, she is in suffering from this kind of terminal disease. They have to see the doctor.
这样子过了几个月，不再看医生了。
But several months has passed. They didn't see the doctor.
哇，后来他们又去看，然后开车都不讲话了。
So later on, they went to see the doctor. So whilst on the journey, they didn't say a word.
然后走到那个原来的医生面前。
So they came to the same doctor.
很害怕。
They were so frightened.
因为原来的情况是不好嘛。
Since she was in such bad situation.
经过这几个月没有再看医生，一定肯定状况更差。
And for this period of time, you didn't see doctor, it could be worsened.
很现实诶，信主还是会遇到嘛。
Of course, even as a Christian, you will still encounter problems and difficulties.
医生说，就决定了，看完以后啊，要来开刀了。
So, the doctor had to make determination for surgery.
诶，医生再一次检查。
But the doctor made another examination.
这个医生吓了一跳诶。
The doctor was so shocked.
你们得到了什么药
？What kind of medicine do you
跟我讲，我们来一半，我来发表，然后利益一半分。
So tell me, so I can make an announcement.
他说你讲什么
？So they ask, what are you talking about?
癌细胞不见了。
And the cancer cell and the carcinoma is gone.
然后那个干干瘪瘪的子宫活过来，而且还有第二胎正在怀孕的。
And the embryo is alive again, and she's pregnant.
他拿那个原来看的那个 光片呢、啊，再跟现在看的完全不同哎。
And the doctor tried to compare the two different X-rays.
哇，两个抱起来说感谢主，感谢主。
And they embrace each other and keep on saying thank the Lord.
医生说赶快讲，赶快讲，我们不跟别人说，利益一起分一半。
And so the doctor said, "Tell me what kind of medicine you use, so I can share the problem with you."
你真的想要知道？来来来，到真耶稣教会来。
So they told the doctor that you want to.
你认识这位神是给平安的。
So if you want to know the secret, come to this church.
有他的圣灵在里面呢。
And this church has Holy Spirit.
哇，他想都不可能嘞。
And the doctor said that this is impossible.
但是他们追求认识神。真的得到平安福气耶
Since the pursuit of God and they truly receive peace.
体会到在主里面的真正的平安呢
They experience the real peace in God.
更奇妙的还有一件事
And more wonderfully.
那个庙里面的那个第一住持大法师啊
And the master of the temple.
说听到说这个人没有死而且又怀孕生子
And heard about the news that this person is still alive and she was not.
他真的不敢相信。
She couldn't believe that.
所以他特别跑到教会来看这一对夫妻。
这是和尚啊。
法师啊，比和尚还大。 有很多的学术功力。
So the master of the temple came to the church to see what's going on.
你这个法师曾经画过符，烧那个符纸啊，让他喝那种水啊。都没好啊。
So this master is so powerful, she could draw charms and even burn through the ashes and let the patient.
她真的吓到，这个人会活，而且又怀孕。
She was so shocked, she couldn't even believe what he had seen.
所以就跑到教会来看他们呢。
So this the master of the temple came to the temple.
看得好感动，她真的怀孕呢。
And he was so touched that this lady was pregnant.
她就这样子来慕道哎。
And this master later on became a true seeker. And he also received the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的法力更高啊。
And he realized the power of Jesus is mightier. It's even more mightier than me.
所以这个庙里面的大法师啊，全家也来信主了。
So the master of this the temple, including his own family, they all became Christians.
一个人得平安。
So when a person received peace,
那个姐妹全家得平安。
So that sister, the family of the sister received peace.
旁边的人看到的这个拜佛像的法师，也跟着来进入平安呢。
And even though the other party saw this miracle, they also believed in God. So thank the Lord.
这是在主里面真平安的一个见证。
So this is a testimony of having true peace.
神要动工，非常奇妙的。
So the word of God is so wonderful.
但是我们要有一颗诚实的心来到他面前。
We must have a heart of sincerity and faithfulness to come to him.
要用相信耶稣基督的心来到他的面前。
And we have to believe in Jesus and come to his front.
平安就会生发在你和你的家里。
And you will indeed receive peace in you and also in your family.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
160首。
160。There's a sunshine in my soul today, more glorious.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So the first sentence is in the name of Jesus.
只要讲一次
，you only have to say once.
因为耶稣教导的要奉他的名来祷告，就必成就。
This is what has taught by Jesus Christ. We pray in His name, then it will be fulfilled.
那接下来你要一直讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
You will continuously say Hallelujah.
这是赞美主的意思。
Hallelujah is to praise the Lord.
既然来到神面前，我们要大声的向他开口说的。
Since we come to the front of the Lord, we should raise our voice and praise Him loudly.
你不要很客气。
You shouldn't
feel shy. 这位神是普世世人的神呢。
And this is God of all nations.
在他里面有真平安呢。
In Him, that is real peace.
我们要去体验。
We're going to experience peace. We're going to receive.
所以我们要努力祷告。
That we have to pray hard.
所以你要大声地说哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
That we have a crowd loud, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
迫切的念。
And then pray with opportunity.
其他的话都放在心里面。
Then you say,
你认真祷告就容易感动神，是得到神的怜悯的。
If you concentrate your prayer, it will touch God and we will have mercy from
Him. 因为你很用心祷告。
Since you concentrate your prayer,
你祷告懒懒的。
If you pray lazily,
不把神当作一回事。
And do not treat it seriously.
又不出声。
And you don't make any.
你把这位创造宇宙万物的真神耶稣基督看作什么了？
And how do you treat Jesus as?
来到他面前要真心。
When you come to the front of him, you must have sincerity. You have to pay attention. You have to pray harder.
神就会在中间。
Then the Lord will among you.
就会垂听我们的祷告。
And he will listen to a prayer.
那我们祷告的时候，为了谦卑祷告神。
In order to show our humility.
所以我们的态度是双手合着放在胸前。
And we grip our feet and place
our chest. 眼睛闭起来。
We have our eyes closed.
双膝跪在主的面前。
And we kneel in front of the Lord.
如果你的脚不方便，你可以坐在第一排，我们也一样会按手。
If you have problem to kneel, you may sit to the front row. We can lay hands on you.
传道执事按手是要祝福我们。
So when the pastor and the deacon lay hands on you to bless you.
祷告神求主帮助成全我们所求的。
We help you to pray and may the Lord fulfill your calling to His will.
我们用心来祷告。
And so we pray with concentration.
求主带领。
May the Lord guide us.
要求圣灵的，请你跪在第一排。
Anyone who would like to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front row.
那要求属灵恩惠的就跪在第二排以后。
Pray for the spiritual blessings, please.
请要接受按手祷告的就到前面来。
Anyone who would like me to lay hand on you, please come to the front.
如果当你得到圣灵的时候
，When you receive the Holy Spirit,
你的舌头会不由自主的跳动
，And your tongue will start to roll.
心里会很快乐
，And you will feel very joyous in your heart.
你就顺着它啊。
So just submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们现在就开始。
Now we're going to pray together one accord.
请到前面。
Please come to the front.
祷告是恩典，是福气。
And prayer is indeed a blessing.
所以我们求主赏赐恩典、福气、平安。
May the Lord give us the blessings and peace to us.
要求圣灵的，请跪在第一排啊。
Anyone would like to pray with the Holy Spirit,
我们就努力的，专心的来祷告神啊。
So we concentrate and pray with importunity.
请在座的执事传道帮助按手。
I would like to call upon all the deacons.
要求圣灵的前面还有位置，我们尽量到前面。
There are still rooms. Please come over.
那个中间走道啊，跪两排哈，我们进去按手才方便啊。
Please give some rooms.
我们来看。